I'm gonna ask Mechira before I start. I'm just gonna make the show a little bit shorter tonight. Okay, Parshas Bereishis in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Vayom Elokim Yehi Rakiv Esay Chamoyim Vehimavdel Bein Mayim Umoyim. Shemayim Rakiya separates between Mayim Alyonim, Mayim Tachtoinim, Pasuk Vav, Vayas Elokim Esay Rakiya Vayavdel Bein Hamayim Shemitachas Rakiya, and Hashem made a separation between the water under the Rakiya, Bein Hamayim the water, Shemayal Rakiya Vayihichayim. The Sefer Peninim Yikorim, he says a very nice remez from this pasuk. The Gemara Psachim is a sira. The Gemara Psachim is Daf Nun. The Gemara is a sira. Two psukim in Tehillim. In Tehillim, Perek Nun Zayin, the pasuk says, "Ki Gadol Ad Shemayim Chesed." Your Chesed, Hashem's Chesed, extends ad until Shemayim. And Perek Kuf Chesed in Tehillim says, "Ki Gadol Me'al Shemayim Chesed." Your Chesed extends over, above Shemayim. So the Gemara asks, is Hashem's chesed ad Shemayim or me'av, or above Shemayim? And the Gemara answers, if a person is Isaac and Torah and chesed l'shma, then he's rewarded sort of me'av ha-Shemayim. His reward goes above Shemayim. But if he's Isaac and Torah, then it's only ad ha-Shemayim. It's only ad ha-Shemayim. He's only rewarded until Shemayim. He doesn't go above. Says the Panim Yikorim, the Pasuk hints to this idea. Because we know that Torah is compared to water. All those that are thirsty go to water. And the Gemara Dashin is thirsty for Torah. Mayim, ein mayim ela Torah. When a person goes ahead and he does a chesed, he learns b'shem shemayim. Yehi rakiya b'say chamayim. Rakiya is the shemayim. It depends. If his learning is chesed, his mitzvah is b'shem shemayim, it separates b'mayim u'mayim. It depends. The Shemayim, the Rakiya, is what separates between Mayim and Mayim. There's Mayim Hashem Itachas L'Rakiya. There's Mayim, Torah, and Mitzvahs that only bring a person underneath the Rakiya. He doesn't go all the way up. That's Shulay L'Shma. Uvein HaMayim Hashem Me'al L'Rakiya. And then there's Torah and Chesed and Mitzvahs bring a person Me'al, above Shemayim. Ki Godol Me'al Shemayim Chesdecha. It depends whether a person does it L'Shma or Shulay L'Shma. When a person does a mitzvah, a person, chesed, learns, there's a world of a difference what kavanah a person has, whether it's done with shema, for the sake of serving Hashem, for the sake of the mitzvah, or whether a person does it for ulterior motives. But nobody's perfect. And many times we find ourselves doing mitzvahs shelo lishma, and we have to remember the Gemara. Rabbi Huda says, mitoch shelo lishma, bo lishma. When a person does a mitzvah shelo lishma, ultimately, it leads to Lishma. Person does a mitzvah over and over and over again. Hopefully, at the end, he'll realize the beauty of the mitzvah, understand the chashivas of the mitzvah, he'll come to do the mitzvah, come to do the mitzvah Lishma. Famous Gemara in Saita, I believe that Yudalad Amin Aleph, Dorash Rabbi Simulay, Rabbi Simulay Darshind, Torah Techilasa Gemilas Chasadim, V'Saifa Gemilas Chasadim. The Torah at the beginning starts off with Gemilas Chasad, and the Torah ends off with Gemilas Chesed. How does the Torah start with Chesed? So now we have in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, after the whole Maisa with Adam and Chava, the Pasuk tells us, Vayas, Hashem Elokim l'Adam u'l'Ishtai, Kosnais Or v'Yalbishein. Hashem made for Adam and for his wife Chava, Kosnais Or, clothing of Or v'Yalbishein, and he dressed them. Gemilas Chesedim, they weren't dressed. Hashem made for them clothing and they dressed. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. That's how the Torah starts off with Gemilas Chasadim. How does the Torah end with Gemilas Chasadim? Mizayis Habracha. Vayikbar Oisai Bagai. Hashem buried Moshe in the valley. Who buried Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody knows where Moshe is buried. Voyod Ishes Kvurosai Adigayim Azeh. Hashem buried Moshe. So Hashem was Oisai Gemilas Chasadim and burying Moshe. So the Torah starts off with Chesed. The Torah ends with Chesed. It teaches us the importance of Gemilas Chasadim. If you have a chance, the Chavetz Chaim Sefer Avas Chesed, you take out the Hakdama, he starts off with this Medrash, and he goes through the importance of doing Chesed. The Sefer Mishmeres Elazar, and he says over a beautiful insight. If you look closely at these two psukim that Rabbi Simulay brings down about Chesed, you will see something very different between the two psukim. In the Pasuk in Bereishis, the Pasuk mentions Hashem's name. Vayas Hashem Elokim l'Adam l'Ishtoi kosnais or vayavishem. Hashem made for Adam and his wife clothing of armor. It says Hashem did it. If you look at the passing with Zayis Avracha, it's anonymous. Vayikbar oisav Gai. And he buried Moshe Bagai. It doesn't say, so to speak, that Hashem was Isaac, Hashem buried Moshe. It says, Vayikbar Isai, and he buried him. It doesn't mention Hashem's name. And Mishmeres Eloza says, the Torah is teaching us how to do a chesed. Sometimes you have to be anonymous when you do a chesed, and sometimes you have to advertise who did the chesed. You have to know when it's proper to be anonymous, and when it's proper to mention your name, be associated with the chesed. You're right. The ideal chesed should be anonymous. You do a chesed anonymously. There's no credit for it. There's no gaiva, no covid. You're not doing it for any ulterior motives. That's the ultimate chesed. Vayikbar oisai bagai. It doesn't say vayikbar Hashem buried Moshe bagai. He buried him anonymous. When you do a chesed, you do it anonymously. You don't advertise it. You don't look for the gaiva, for the covid. However, in Parshas Bereishis, what just happened? Adam and Chava just sinned. Just did a terrible chait. Ate from the Eitz Hadas. They did a terrible chait. If the Pasuk would have just said, and he made for them, without specifying Hashem's name, it would be mashma that Hashem is sort of saying, go, I don't want you anymore. You did a chait, you didn't listen to me, hey, you can't walk around without clothing. Here, take the clothing and go. The Pasuk goes out of its way to mention Hashem's name to show that even after the chait, even after Adam and Chava sinned, Hashem still demonstrated his love for Adam and Chava, and it mentions beferish that Hashem made Adam ul-Ishtoi kosnois or by Abishem. If you look at Rabbeinu Bachai in this pasuk, he says it very clearly. He brings down Sha'af al pi shechotu, even though Adam and Chava sinned, loizoz michavon. He didn't move from his love for them. For who ba'atzmai hishtadel b'tikunam u'b'gemilas chasodim. And Hashem himself made the effort to be misaken them and to do gemilas chesed. And so we find in the Midbar that even after Klal Yisrael sinned, Hashem did chesed, he gave them on, and so on. The idea being that if someone does a sin, you don't just push a person away and say, it's his fault, he brought it upon himself. But v'yas Hashem l'kim. You have to go out of your way to show the person that even though he sinned, he's still here, I still care, still appreciate the person, and that's why he mentions Hashem's name. So the Torah starts with Gemilas Chesed and ends with two different lessons. One is even though a person is chata, still, you don't just push the person away, here, take it and go, but Yas Hashem Wakim. At the end, the Torah says, V'yik Roi Sayyid Bagai, to teach us to do a chesed, you don't look for the gaiva, you don't look for the covet, for the credit, but it's done, the seisr, it's done anonymously. The Beis HaLevi, when he was a little boy, whatever type of a cheder he went to, so his mother would give him some lunch to bring to eat. And Beis HaLevi, even as a little boy, he felt for others, and it was some very poor children that he was learning with who didn't have lunch to eat. And every day he gave away his lunch. He would divide up his lunch and give it to these boys. And his mother never knew that he never ate lunch until one day she was passing by and she saw her son giving away his lunch. And after watching it one day, another day, she realized this is an everyday occurrence, he gave away his lunch. So when the lady came home, she asked him, to eat lunch? So he said, no, he says, he gives it away. So she said to him, what about your lunch? How could you give it away? So he said, Baruch Hashem, he said, I have breakfast in the house before I leave, and I have some supper when I come home at night. These other boys have nothing to eat in the morning, and nothing to eat at night. So at least they have some food to eat during the day. So his mother asked him, but aren't you hungry? He says, when I see that they're satisfied, when I see that they have food, I'm satisfied also. But if they're hungry, I feel hungry as well. Chesed, a lot of times, means you have to feel for somebody else. Be nice to the Om Chavei, you have to feel for somebody else. Not always can be on that level, but if a person feels for somebody else, it makes it much easier to do a chesed.
Did she double his lunch, man?
I don't know. I don't know. You can write any ending to the story you want, but okay. The Eitz HaChaim is Seichagon. Chavetz Chaim, beautiful, beautiful. I said this over a few times. Perik Beis, Pasuk Gimel. The Eitz HaChaim is Seichagon. The Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life, was where? The Seichagon inside the garden. So uncle is taishes the pasuk wasn't misaycha gan. Uncle says b'metzias gansa in the middle of the garden. A doctor once asked the Chofetz Chaim, "How can I a doctor be zeicha to Gan Eden? What should I do? I'm not able to learn. I'm not able to be Isaac and Torah like you are. How could I be zeicha to Gan Eden?" The Chofetz Chaim answered him. The pasuk says the Eitz Chaim is seicha gan. The Eitz Chaim is in the garden. Uncle is taiches the metzias ginsa in the middle of the garden. And the Chofetz Chaim asked him, what's the nafkamina, whether the tree's in the middle of the garden or the tree's on the side? Besoich means in. Why dafka in the middle? Why does the tree have to be put exactly in the middle of the garden? And the Chofetz Chaim explained, because when something is in the middle, you can approach it on all four sides. You can approach it any way you can. If something's on the side, in the corner, it can only be approached one, maybe two ways. There's only one straight way to reach it. When something's in the middle, it can be approached on all four sides. The Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life, Chaim, it's Torah, the tree of life is Mesei Chagon, in the garden, in the middle. Every person could achieve his Chaim, could achieve his life. There's no one road, there's no one path that works for all. Everybody's different. A person whose Kaychus is learning Torah, his path is through learning Torah. A person whose path is in Gemilas Chasodim, is in Gemilas Chasodim. This is in Stoka, this is in Sarchit Tziba, whatever it might be, everybody has their path. And the Chofetz Chaim told him the Gemara in Tainis, on the Chafar of Abu Umna. The Gemara says Abu Umna was a Makizdam. He used to take out blood from people. And the Gemara says that he was Zeicher, that every day they gave him Sholem in Hashemayim. The Machriz, they called out Sholem to Abu Umna. Abayi was Zeicher to Sholem Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos. Rav was Zeicher once a year at Erev Yom Kippur. But Abu Umna, the Makizdam, was Zeicher to a greeting of Sholem in Hashemayim every day. And the Gemara asks, what did Abu Umna do to deserve a greeting min Hashemayim every day? And the Gemara says, it was Makizdam, he kept the men and the ladies separate. So there's no issues of Betzaniyah, so he kept the men and the ladies separate. Not only that, but he used to have the ladies put on a special baguette to cover themselves, so he wouldn't have to see when he was Makizdam. He didn't take money from Talmidei Chacham when they were Makizdam. He didn't even ask for money in advance. He had a box. And on the way out, anybody who could pay would put money into the box. Whoever didn't have money wouldn't put money in, and he never knew who paid, who didn't pay. For that, the Gemara says, he was zeichet to Sholem and Hashemayim every day. Chofetz Chaim said to him, he was a doctor, a makizdam. The person does whatever his tachlis in life is. A person does it the right way, the right path. He does it with Shem Shemayim, and he does it. He can be zeichet to Sholem and Hashemayim. Ve'etz HaChaim is zeichagon. The tree is inside, it's in the middle of the garden. There's no one way. What works for one doesn't necessarily work for somebody else. Every person has their kaiches, and everybody has to use it, and they can achieve chayim, because the Eitz HaChayim is Seichagon. The Pasuk says later on, V'im lo yisaitiv, la'pesach achatas raibetz. Hashem told Kayin, in Perek Daled, Pasuk Vov, Pasuk Zayin, the pasuk says, "Haloyim taitiv seis v'mloy saitiv." And if la pesach hasveritz, the yitzahavir, the sin waits by the door. Ve'elachot shukasai, but the ato timshubai, the person has the ability to rule over the yitzahavir. So the Bali Musa, like the darshin, this pasuk, "V'mloy saitiv la pesach chatas reivitz." And Yaakov Galinsky was tell over the following story. The yitzahavir waits by the door. Maybe I said over the story in the Vardik. There was a shikah. He used to drink. And no matter how hard his family tried to talk him out of it, to stop him drinking, nothing worked. He always went back to the bottle. Finally, one year, they were able to work on a compromise. They made him promise that he wouldn't drink unless he had somebody else to drink with, unless he has a partner to drink with. He won't drink by himself.
Social.
Unless he has somebody else, he'll only drink if there's somebody with him. So this way, I can't drink all the time. No, maybe it would help. No, the next morning, this shikas, he can't wait to have his first drink of the day. Nobody's home, nobody to drink with. He walks to the door, looks around outside, doesn't see anybody passing by, no partner to invite for a drink. And he starts thinking to himself, what did I do to myself? Such a difficult kavala I made, not to drink unless I have a partner. What am I going to do? He's waiting, watching, hoping somebody comes. Nobody. No, he says, at least I could prepare the drinks so that when I find somebody, we're ready to go. So he goes to the closet, he takes out two glasses, puts it down on the table. He waits a little bit, no problem. Okay, at least I could pour the wine already, so when somebody comes, we won't have to waste any time. He pours, fills up both glasses with wine. And he's waiting and waiting, looking at the wine, nobody's coming. And suddenly he sees a fly. And a little fly comes and lands on one of the glasses and puts its head into the wine. So, oh, I have a partner, someone's drinking the wine, and he drinks down the glass of wine. That was the story we'd say over. The Yetzer Hara Pesach is waiting by the door. If you're not careful, he's gonna find a way in. A person has to make a darim to be careful. A person who's not careful, you can make all the Kabbalahs in the world. You can make all the promises in the world. If you're not careful, you're gonna find a way around it, find a way to avoid it, find a way, and the Yetzer Hara will be able to creep in. The Yetzer Hara is waiting by the door. But the pasuk ends off, Ba'ata Tum Shoboy. A person has the ability to be strong, to rule over the Yetzer Hara. And even though a person can make a Kabbalah, sometimes a person makes a Kabbalah and he falls, pick yourself up and try again. Ve'ata Tim Shoboy, you have the ability to rule over the Yetzer Hara. Kosh Baruch Hu should help us, so we should be strong and be able to, Ve'ata Tim Shoboy, rule over the Yetzer Hara. And we should be Zeiche to be Kayim, Lubna Torah, Mitzvah, Slushma, Mizrech Mashiach, Zakeh, Mirmeinu, Omen.